This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, take control toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. The we in the studio tonight is me, Ian.
And Ellen.
And Ellen. Is this our first show since Porkfest? I think it is, because you took like a week off
last week. Yeah, I took last week off because I was traveling up north, but I don't know, I'm excited to be back.
Yeah, and how was Porkfest for you? It looked like you were having a good time.
I had a blast at Porkfest. I did things there that I've never done before.
Oh, my. Hopefully all of them good.
Yes, okay. And there's nothing but good experiences.
Fantastic. Well, I certainly had a good time, and of course our listeners were able to tune in and listen. If you missed it, you can always go back in our archives over at freetalklive.com, and you can download as many episodes of the show as you like. Ellen, of course, is here tonight from ALP. We've got a lot on the table that we can discuss here tonight, including 14,000 draft notices sent to men who were born in the 1800s.
Goodness.
That seems
they're
like
a little late.
Up. Yeah, let's go to the phones first, though. Aaron is in Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Ellen.
Hi, nice to hear from you.
Hello, Aaron.
I was listening to my podcast.
We're hearing from you, but yes, welcome.
I was listening to my podcast, so I guess I'm a little behind, but I was hearing about you guys talking the other night about pooping in people's lawn.
Ooh, not a good topic?
This was a caller who had called in to try to understand or push the boundaries of property rights, and he had a few different scenarios, which one of them involved pooping on someone's 10-acre property, and, you know, what was that level of property rights violation? And, you know, my answer there was, well, odds are good, you're never going to know, the owner's never going to know, but even if the owner did know about it, the amount of time and effort it would take to prosecute someone or to go after that person for that, if they had evidence of it somehow, would be very, very, you know, inefficient. It would cost you a lot to go to court and things like that in comparison to the amount of money it would take you to go out with a plastic bag and clean it up or spray it away or something like that.
Or collect a sample.
Right.
Like, I'm sure that it means more to somebody who has a small lawn as compared to somebody who owns, like, 10 acres of land.
Mm.
But still, that's so rude. Why would
it's
you do
rude.
That?
Well, his scenario was that, you know, he was out in the woods and walking and, you know, happened to be walking by your property and
just
really had
the
to
urge
go.
To go.
Really had to go.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go. Well, that was what we were talking about. So what was, I guess, your call about?
All right. Well, a couple of years ago, I was moving, and I had a friend who was a sheriff's deputy who was helping me move. And you always help. When you go out, have fun, helps you move, you take him out for dinner or something, you just appreciate him. So I took him for a Chinese buffet,
yeah, absolutely.
And afterwards, we were driving down the truck down the road, and I ran out of gas because my dad didn't let me know that he had a broken gas gauge. So at the same time,
uh-oh,
my friend, the sheriff's deputy, had to go to the bathroom really bad, and we're kind of in town. This is one and two-acre properties. So he crawls in a bush in this guy's house in this yard to take a poop. Lo and behold, a police cruiser pulls up. and they start barking at me because I'm within 6 inches of the white line. I'm a little too close to the road for their comfort, and they're going to ticket me unless I push this away. About the same time, my friend, this cop comes out of the bushes. And then I start asking him, what were you doing back there? And he gets this, his face turns so red, he couldn't even speak to tell him what he was doing. So they just take a guess, like, oh, are you taking, like, it's like, I had to go to the bathroom. Finally, it comes out. And they're like, oh, I just take a leak, whatever. And then they get back, well, you and your friend need to push this and he's like, oh, I'm a sheriff's deputy, blah, blah, blah. And they started shooting the breeze then. And this whole time, I'm thinking, man, here's this guy with a complete disrespect for this guy's property. The police are right there to catch him, and they're more concerned about me being too close to the road when I ran out of gas.
Yeah, it's interesting. Anyway, I wonder what their response would have been had he not been a sheriff's deputy. Would they have given him, were they giving him a break because he was one of the boys? And by the way, Daryl Perry joining us here on the third microphone. Go ahead, Aaron.
They never found out that he was pooping. They just assumed it was urination. But apparently public urination wasn't a high enough crime to bother him about. Anyway.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because he did, you know, as a law enforcement officer, you'd think you'd know better than to tell the police that you just committed a crime. In most places, peeing in public is a crime. I don't think it should be. I mean, as long as you're not peeing in somebody's
right. Don't they get put on the sex offenders list for public nudity or something like that?
They can in some places.
Yeah, it depends. Here in Keene, you'd probably just get charged with effluence is what it's called.
It's a violation.
Yeah, it's a town ordinance violation, so you wouldn't get a sex offender for that.
And the way they have the ordinance written in Keene, if you are wearing a diaper of any age. If you are wearing a diaper, no matter how old you are, and you soil yourself, that is technically effluence. Because the ordinance is written, urination or defecation in any place other than a toilet facility is effluence.
And toilet, have to prove it.
Toilet facility is defined as water closet, urinal, or there's something else that's included in there.
Yeah, but they'd have to prove that you were effluencing in the diaper.
Okay, if there's soil in the, you know, like if there's urine or defecate in the diaper.
But what are they going to do? Take your diaper off and inspect it?
Right, you would have to consent to a search in that case, and that would not be a good idea. You don't want to consent to a search of your diaper. Now, this would make an interesting civil disobedience.
But still, even if somebody is changing their baby's diaper,
I see
the
what you're
dirty
saying.
Diaper is proof that effluence happened.
That's true.
Well, babies are criminals.
Well, but
wait a minute. And here in Keene.
Isn't effluence only if it's in public?
You know, public or private.
Or private. Well, I'm glad that we had you here, Daryl, so you could recite verbatim, almost, the effluence
Yeah, and
ordinance.
It's funny because I was actually posting the ordinance for someone in the one of the chat rooms on liberty.me a couple of days ago. Just because I do think that it would be funny to walk into the Keene Police Department wearing an adult diaper, pee myself, and then tell them, peed myself, I'm wearing a diaper, arrest me. Just to see what they would do.
It would be funny. Anybody doing anything in a diaper, I think, would be pretty funny video. whatever the activism is would be pretty hilarious. Aaron, thanks for the call tonight. Any final thoughts you want to share?
If I got a minute, it's funny the double standard. It's funny to mention the double standard because it wasn't that long later. I spent some time in a jail cell and met a guy who was 67 who had just been through a divorce, was out drinking and peed in the street. And he was in jail there with me for public indecent exposure and charged with exposing himself to minors, I guess, with some young girls complaining they saw him peeing in the street. So he was looking at those kind of charges, sex offender status. And 67 years prior.
Yeah, that's really upsetting.
Yeah.
Thanks, apparently, Aaron. Appreciate the call.
So I was going to say, I feel bad for interrupting him, but apparently he didn't know the coat trick.
What is that?
If you want to pee in public, all you have to do, like, if you're a man, I can't do this as a woman.
You could, because they've got the little thing that you hold that looks like a funnel.
If you're wearing a long coat, all you have to do is reach your hands inside your coat and then walk backwards as you're peeing so that you don't get it on your legs or on the coat. And
you're not exposing
yourself to anyone.
That just sounds very odd and cumbersome.
But I mean, if it's the only option you have, if you're out in public
walking backwards
with liquid coming out from I find it kind of upsetting that the cops were not concerned at all, especially once they found out he was a police officer. Like, oh, it's okay that he was going in public.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, if you were going to do any kind of diaper activism, Daryl, and sounds like a whole new category, then I'd be really concerned about whether the adult diaper worked, and you know, I know experience with this, so, like, you'd want to make sure you put it to a test before you went out in public with it.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. So you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-915-2955 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-915-2955. That's 1-800-915-2955.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show. Username lrn.fm. And there are a lot of reasons why someone like you might want a second passport or to even renounce citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people renouncing citizenship, and it's done all over the world, whether it's governmental intrusion on privacy or protest against foreign policy, protecting your wealth, avoiding pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or as a refuge. You may want to get a second passport or even change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportsforbitcoin.com, and they take Bitcoin, and it's yet another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. Still to come here tonight, of course, your calls about whatever you'd like to discuss. I know that, Daryl, you told me earlier today you wanted to talk about melting roads.
Yes.
And where in the United States that's happening, because it sounds pretty scary. We'll get into that detail here in a few moments. Your call is certainly welcome at 855-450-FREE. Some crazy bureaucratic inefficiency news coming out of the Selective Service System. Yes, that's right. The Selective Service System still exists. The entire mechanism for the draft still exists. It's just that the switch has been flipped. It's not active at the moment. Back in the 1970s, early 70s, during the Nixon administration, they turned off the draft, basically. But the draft boards are still populated. The people who are the people that, you know, if you were given a draft notice, you would have to go and appear in front of, under the penalty of who knows what, to tell them why you can't be drafted or to, I don't know. I don't know what the process is like. Thank goodness that the draft hasn't been active. But the point being, Selective Service is still there. They're still sending out notices to young males age 17 that are threatening young males. I don't think females are getting these notices
yet. They're not. It's only men.
Thank God.
And you must register between the age of 18 to 25.
Or else.
Or else. And there's a whole bunch of penalties. If you don't, then you can't get financial aid that is, you know, through like a Pell Grant or any government-backed financial aid to a college. And you know,
you cannot work for the federal government.
Right. You can't have any federal job.
They also threaten you with prison time.
Right. And I think it might even somehow affect any government job. So, you know, like you couldn't even go down to your local DMV and say, yeah, I want one of those jobs holding the stop, slow down sign. They'll be like, nope, you never registered Selective Service, can't do it.
Right, so Selective Service still around, and apparently somebody screwed something up somewhere, or maybe it was just software that messed up, in which case I guess it would be the programmer who botched it up. The story from Breitbart.com, seems like the Selective Service has mistakenly sent notices to more than 14,000 Pennsylvania men born between 1893 and 1897, ordering them to register for the nation's military draft. And
wait,
warning,
there's 14,000 people alive that were born in the 1890s?
Definitely not.
Well, definitely, you know, they're going to be waiting a long time to hear a response.
No, it just says that it sent notices to more than 14,000 men from Pennsylvania who were born between 1893 and 1897. That doesn't say the men are alive at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. They sent mail to dead men is what they did.
Okay.
And apparently somebody still got files somewhere accessible by a computer, because I doubt anyone wrote the addresses. Somebody still has address information in files accessible by a computer that goes back to the 1890s.
Well, they've been doing the thing to where they've been digitizing all of the old records so that they can then get rid of the stacks and stacks of paper that they have in basements and who knows where.
You know, you said when you started introducing this article that it was crazy that the government's not doing their job, but I feel like this is a mistake that, you know, is not really all that surprisable for, you know, as crazy as it seems. Like, these people have been dead for, you know,
decades.
Who knows how, yeah, at least, you know, 50 years or whatever, but still they're in the system, they're getting mail, like, they'll get their hands on whatever mails they can, and if they're 200 years old, then so be it.
It's too bad the agency actually realized the error, because it sure would be fun to have investigators going after a bunch of dead guys as far as trying to enforce the draft rules on them. Now, you don't really ever hear about somebody getting in trouble for not registering for the draft. I mean, you certainly don't hear about anybody going to jail, which is purportedly one of the things that could happen if you don't register.
Right.
There could be if I'm recalling correctly, the fine was like $200,000 or something ridiculous. Right. Like, you know, when you're 17 years old and you get one of these notices in the mail, it's pretty scary. I mean, that's usually the first notice, unless you've had a criminal history as a teenager. The draft notice is really the first notice that you get from the government with the kind of the threatening demeanor about it. I guess taxes,
I don't
maybe.
Recall ever getting one in
one.
The mail, probably because the first two things that I did on my 18th birthday were register for the draft and register to vote.
I'm pretty sure they sent them out when you're 17. Maybe
well, I thought you didn't have to get drafted until after you turned 18.
Right, yeah. You don't join the military until you're 18, but I'm pretty sure they sent it to me when I was 17. Just like, hey, you're going to turn 18 soon. You need to have this done, or else.
Right, they're trying to scare you into it while you're still young and impressionable.
But you're plenty impressionable at 18, nonetheless. But
I'm sure it'd be more of a punishable crime if there was actually a draft that they were conducting where they're trying to gather up a bunch of people to go to war.
You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. And I think you're right about that, Ellen. If you, for instance, were to get a draft notice from a local draft board and not show up, there's a much greater chance somebody with a badge is going to come after you. But more about the story here. The agency realized the error when it began receiving calls from bewildered relatives last week. Chuck Huey, who's 73, of Kingston, said he got a notice addressed to his late grandfather, Bert Huey, a World War I veteran who was born in 1894 and died in 1995 at age 100. So, yeah, these people would be 120 today if they were still alive. I said, geez, what the hell is this about? He said he was subject to heavy fines and imprisonment if he didn't sign up for the draft board. He said, we were just totally dumbfounded. Huey said he tried calling the Selective Service but couldn't get a live person on the line. That frustrated him even more because he wanted to make sure the agency knew there had been a mistake. You just never know, he said. You don't want to mess around with the federal government. The glitch, it turns out, originated with the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation during a transfer of nearly 400,000 records to the Selective Service. A clerk working with the state's database failed to select the century, producing records for males born between 1993 and 1997, and for those born a century earlier, according to Pennsylvania DOT spokesbureaucrat Jan McKnight.
See, when you're going through criteria to choose people to draft, I feel like the century is quite important.
Oh, yes. Government bureaucrats, they do their best.
I'm surprised they didn't have any people born between 1793 and 1797
they may
also
not have the
get
records.
These.
They may not have those records. The Selective Service didn't initially catch it because the state used a two-digit code to indicate the year of birth. Federal agency identified 27,218 records of men born in the 1800s, began mailing notices to them on June 30th, and then got the phone calls by July 3rd. By that time, they'd already sent out over 14,000 of the notices. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts about the draft. It's Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want by dialing toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Big, big news coming out of the Massachusetts Supreme Court here for cannabis users. We can share that with you. Plus, Daryl will be telling us about molten roads. I don't know if they're actually molten, but they're melting. Don't they have to be molten to be melting? I don't know. We'll find out more. Yeah, roads that are melting. Where is this happening? Daryl's got that story, and Ellen joining us here as well tonight from ALP. You can check out more of her at alpshow.com.
Or facebook.com/ALP podcast.
Yes, and it's a weekly podcast that you can go and grab up. Have you guys been back at it since Porkfest?
Well, it hasn't been so weekly lately Both Allie and I are going through a lot of life changes right now, so
yeah,
it's kind of hard
et cetera.
It's hard to find time to do it. Excuse me.
But especially, it will be coming back?
We're planning on starting again this week, but I just finished editing the Porkfest episode, so that should be up on the website within the next 24 hours.
Great.
But as to when we're recording next, I would hope it's in the next week. It's just... it's really hard to tell, especially when we're both really busy and, so many things are changing. But we definitely are excited to jump back into it.
Excellent. ALPShow.com for more of Ellen as we go to your calls and thoughts. Paul is in Nashville, Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Paul.
Hello, Ian, Darren, and Ellen.
Paul in Nashville.
Hello.
It's Daryl. But go ahead. Hey. Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, the last few episodes.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, great.
The last few episodes that you that
whenever
you have held was very interesting, to say the least, about the non-aggression principle. And what I'd like to get your take on is, according to the non-aggression principle, the aggression is basically illegitimate. So my concern, because remember how you guys were talking about the windmill and how it was annoying?
Yeah, this was a guy in Minnesota who had built a windmill in the back of his in the backyard by Lake Minnetonka, I think it was. And some neighbors were upset. They claimed the windmill is noisy. They claimed that it flashes the sunlight in their windows or something like that. And so what about it?
Well, my concern, where I would like to get your opinion, is that the non-aggression principle is, in our opinion, illegitimate. But let's say that you are a fence company.
Who says it's illegitimate? I'm sorry.
Well, according
who
to
says the non-aggression
non-aggression principle?
You're claiming that the non-aggression principle, which is the idea that you shouldn't aggress against other people at all, is you're saying that there are some people who would look at the non-aggression principle and then look at this windmill and claim that the windmill is aggression?
No. I was just saying that the windmill
right,
episode.
Confused.
Yeah, and let me go ahead and clarify. The windmill episode was very interesting, and I loved how the discussion started talking about the non-aggression principle, and the non-aggression principle defines that aggression is illegitimate. So my question to you and to your fellow host there is, let's hypothetically say that somebody owes you money. Like in today's society, if you're a fence company and you put a fence up on someone's property, and they fail to pay you, you can put a mechanics lien to try to recoup the funds that they owe you. What happens if they don't pay
mm-hmm.
you? What is do you have a solution to that?
Well, it's an interesting question. So it really doesn't factor into the non-aggression principle, I don't think, because if you have done some sort of work for someone, presumably you did it under an agreement that there was a you know, a contract that you would provide such and such a service in return for such and such a price. And, you know, if somebody blows the deal and they don't either don't provide the service or they don't pay the price, if one of the two parties is in default, then you'd have a, you know, you'd have an actionable case in court or in arbitration. You know, certainly people who believe in the ideas of liberty would say that we don't like the idea of a one-size-fits-all government court system, but we would still have arbitrators to which you would likely have agreed to an arbitrator in the contract. You know, if you're covering all your bases here, if you're just on a handshake with somebody, then you're going to have to figure out an arbitration deal later on, and then hopefully that other person is honorable and will come to arbitration and, you know, you guys will agree to whatever the decision is of the arbitrator, and the arbitrator will decide who's in the wrong and who owes who what.
That's where my question goes, Ian, because what if the party that owes the funds decides to renege on the agreement and does not, even
sure.
though they go through that process and they decide not to pay, does aggression become warranted at that point?
Well, it depends. First of all, it wouldn't be aggression because you'd be making yourself whole on a broken contract, but you would want you'd want to play it out through arbitration before you go and try to, you know, repossess a car or something like that, I think. With arbitration, this is talked about in the book, The Market for Liberty, which I think is an excellent book and you can get for free in audiobook form over at books.freetalklive.com. But the idea would be that in a free society or in a freer society, reputation would be more important. Now, we still have reputation today. People, you know, if you shop on eBay, for instance, the sellers have reputation ratings there. On the Silk Road, the sellers have reputation.
As do buyers.
That's true. And so reputation matters. And if we can have a system that's created by the marketplace that can help rate people on their reputation, then you would have gotten into an agreement with somebody. Hopefully you would have checked their reputation first to see if they, you know, were good. We also have credit scores today, which to some extent is a reputation rating system. It's
right,
imperfect,
but,
though.
But not really, because if you never get a credit card and you always pay your light bill and, you know, whatever other utilities that you have, if you always pay them on time and you never take out a loan, then you are going to have a very low credit score.
Yeah. Like I said, it's an imperfect system, but it's still, to some extent, a system. And so, you have a dispute with somebody. If you don't have a pre-existing agreement with them, then, you'd have to figure out a way to motivate them to go. And hopefully you could motivate them to go to arbitration by the virtue of the fact that if they don't go, the ruling will be against them and or could be against them, and they wouldn't be able to put any input into it, and that could mar their credit rating or that could mar their reputation rating. So people would want to protect their reputation is the idea, most people.
Right, and you would want to get, like, just compensation for whatever you sold them or whatever service you provided, but, it wouldn't be fair to you to just show up to their house and, like, take their car, but I imagine that you would probably...
Unless it was agreed to in the contract.
I imagine that's probably not agreed upon beforehand, seeing as this person's not agreeing to pay anyway. So, like, you'd have to, hound them to some degree, like, if you wanted to take responsibility and get your money back somehow.
And, like, the unspoken thing, if you borrow money from the mafia, if you don't pay them back, they break your kneecaps. That doesn't really make the mob boss whole. It doesn't make the guy that installed the fence whole. He's still out his time, his labor, his supplies, whatever money he paid his workers. So, breaking the kneecap of the person that owes you money, thus preventing them from doing labor in order to make money to compensate you, doesn't really make sense. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, but outside of all of that, let's just say that everything is agreed upon and everything is addressed in the contractual agreement, and the person still does not want to turn over those funds or that property, because like in car loans today, you agree upon that the car will be repossessed. So that's something that is forethought in those agreements. So my question to you is, does aggression ever become warranted or legitimate to make yourself whole?
Well, I don't consider it to be aggression if you've already been defrauded, right? If you're making yourself whole, then you're just making yourself whole. Aggression is where you take somebody who's an innocent party and you attack them in some way. You harm them, you threaten them. In this case, you have an agreement that says that you should have had something done, it didn't get done, or it didn't get done right, you have a dispute, and ideally you should go to an arbitrator, but, if you want to, if it's within the agreement that you can go and repossess something, then you're fully within your rights to go and do that, and that's not an aggression, that's just the agreement. Thanks, Paul. We're coming up on Free Talk.
You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility, but the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-608-9424. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-608-9424. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-608-9424.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you,
ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that you want right here toll-free. Coming up, Rick Perry, he's the governor guy down in Texas.
No relation.
Yeah, right, Daryl Perry in the studio here tonight. He's got a few nasty things to say about immigration. We'll get to that here in a moment or two or whenever. Your calls come first, though. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to ring us up in the way that you prefer. Also, some really great news coming up about the Massachusetts Supreme Court and their opinion about cannabis-related searching of your vehicle. Plus, Daryl is going to be telling us about melting roads, where that is happening. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can get a free pound, the best of the best coffee from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. And BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees, and they do something special that those other guys just don't do. They've set up a program that allows people around the world to buy into their coffee co-op, and that can help them make a better life for themselves. Plus, they are also financing microloans because of you. When Free Talk Live listeners go to coffee.freetalklive.com, every 10 listeners allows us and BuzzBox to finance one microloan through World Vision. So you can help change people's lives by giving people in poverty an opportunity to make their lives better. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Get your first pound for free. You just pay the shipping cost, and it will be sent right to you. Plus, you can cancel your subscription at any time. Again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's talk about these molten roads, Daryl Perry. I'm fascinated by this.
So apparently in Yellowstone Park, there are roads made of asphalt that have turned into soup, and
whoa,
the gravel roads have turned into oatmeal, according to Parks, park spokesman Dan Hoddle.
Does this have something to do with the super volcano that's in Yellowstone?
I maybe don't think it's the sunlight that's melting.
Oh,
the
my
roads.
Gosh, this is terrifying.
So the article here from the Huffington Post.
Wait a minute, you don't live anywhere near Yellowstone.
It
You'll
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Hold on, I've seen the Discovery Channel thing. If Yellowstone blows up, all of America goes away.
Pretty much 70%
like,
of the U.S. is going to be covered by volcanic ash.
Life in the
That's how massive
Western
this volcano
hemisphere
is.
Goes away.
I mean, we'll be
something
fine
because
we're on the
polar bears and penguins might not be alive anymore.
No, I mean, we'll be
well.
Fine because we're on the seacoast. And I remember when I lived in Michigan that, you know, Michigan was going to be fine too. But pretty much, like, most of the U.S., if this super volcano explodes within the next... You know, I don't care if it explodes after I'm dead, because I'll be dead.
With the way the Gulf Stream is, a lot of that ash is going to wind up here.
Yeah, that's true. And that would block out the sun, right?
Yes.
It would make it very difficult to grow things.
Yes.
Would make it, you know, uncomfortably cold, perhaps, in some ways. I don't know. I'm no
science.
Could
lead to another ice age, or at least, you know, a cold era.
So the article here from Huffington Post says... A popular road through Yellowstone National Park was shut down on Thursday when the asphalt started to melt. The park says extreme heat from thermal areas is causing hot oil to bubble to the surface of Firehole Lake Drive, a scenic 3.3-mile loop that runs past Great Fountain Geyser, White Dome Geyser, and Firehole Lake. They have a photo embedded, and, you know, it's one of these things to where it looks sort of like when they put down the fresh layer of tar or asphalt on the road, only there's a bunch of potholes in the middle of it, so it looks as though they didn't fill in the potholes. They just put down a fresh layer and sort of smoothed most of it out. The article continues. It says... That same thermal heat melting the roads is what gives the park its famous geysers, hot springs, mud pots, and fumaroles, but I am not sure what a fumarole is. It says, but for the moment, some of these natural wonders will be off limits as officials ask both motorists and hikers to avoid the area. Al Nash, another Yellowstone spokesman, told the Associated Press, There are plenty of other great places to see thermal features. I would not risk personal injury to see these during the temporary closure. The park says the road will remain closed for several days, but no reopening date has yet been announced.
I don't know if they can announce one. Like, if this is just going to get worse, there's no indication that it's just going to go away.
Right. So... The article doesn't really say what they think is causing this. It doesn't say if this is something that has happened in the past. I don't recall ever hearing about roads melting anywhere.
I am actually looking right now to see if I can find out what the melting point of asphalt is, and I haven't really been able to nail that down. There's one article at answers.com that says softening point ranges from 30 degrees Celsius to 150 degrees Celsius, which is a pretty big range. So either way, I mean, anybody who's ever stepped on a hot road with a bare foot knows how bad the average asphalt road would be in the sunlight. I can't imagine how hot these roads are. I mean, this has got to be really
I don't know. At the beginning of the article, didn't it say something about, like, superheated oils or something like that coming up out of the ground?
Yeah, the heat from the thermal areas is causing oil to come up through the ground, possibly even through the road. It doesn't really say. But this really brings about, in my mind, it brings about a question about better ways to build the roads.
Mm.
Instead of using asphalt, is there something else that could be used?
Leave it to the libertarians to argue about how to build the roads when the world is going to be set on fire in moments.
First thought about this is that we should all become preppers. You know, people think they're paranoid and crazy, but when you start looking at all the natural disasters that could possibly happen, like, it makes me want to build an underground shelter.
Mm. But that's where the heat is coming from, is underground.
Not
you will boil alive, and you don't have much meat on you, so, you know, like...
I don't live by a super volcano.
No, thank goodness. I don't think there are any volcanoes.
You know, thousands of miles away.
Hey, I want to go to John. He's in Minnesota listening to WNMT. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Ellen.
Yeah. Anyway, I have an article here. It's August 2009 for National Geographic. And they go into detail about that Yellowstone, you know, volcano that's underground. And it's about 3,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whew.
And then as it gets
so how much of the world goes away if this thing blows up?
Oh, I'm not a prophet, so I can't tell you. But according to this article, it's going to make the whole world dark for a while because it's going to get up in the atmosphere and put out dust and ashes for a while.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I want to see a good scare article about how bad it would actually be.
See, I think something like this calls for human ingenuity, and we need to start developing ways to, like, filter ash out of the air.
Yeah,
a whole new business could arise out of this. Let's look at the positive aspects.
Hold on. I've got a brilliant idea. We need to find a way to encourage people to figure out some kind of way to relieve the pressure from the volcano so that it doesn't explode.
It's not like it's a boil that's developing on someone's skin and you can just lance it and it'll be fine.
I know, but we need to figure out a way to lance the volcano.
John, what were you saying? Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It is like a boil. It is like a boil inside the. It doesn't go all the way to the center, according to this article. I mean, they're just guessing with their electronic devices, however they come up with this, but it goes down through the crust, but not into the center where it's really supposed to be hot, you know. But
right,
it's something
so
to be concerned
they're
about,
using.
But there's nothing you can do about it. I mean,
there's not much you can do about it.
You could wear damp clothes.
Hey, thanks, John, for your.
The ashes would stick to you, and you could wash them off, but. I don't know how to get it out of the air. You know?
Yeah, that sounds really bad. Thanks for the call tonight, John. It just would go away over time. The question is, how long would it be up suspended in the air for?
That's a good question, but I found the article from the Associated Press that was referenced in the original article. And according to this article, the thermal features often damage roads in Yellowstone.
Oh, really?
Often damage boardwalks.
So this is nothing new then.
Steaming potholes in asphalt roads and parking lots are often marked off by traffic cones and is a fairly common curiosity.
Interesting. So what you're saying is
Doomsday may not be nigh.
Yeah, it sounds pretty scary, but maybe this is pretty typical.
That's what it seems like.
Don't walk around barefoot when you visit Yellowstone.
Walk around in your human feet, because the bears won't be happy if you their feet.
855, 450 free. Hour number two, coming up next, you take control here on Free Talk Live.
If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com. New rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.